Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
John Stewart will be receiving the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. He'll get that in April at the Kennedy Center, so he joins the likes of Billy Crystal, Carol Burnett, David Letterman, Tina Fey, Jay Leno, Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray, Steve Martin, George Carlin, and many others for John Stewart. Okay. It's 40 years ago today, one of the most shocking moments in rock and roll history. And I think, didn't this happen in Iowa? I believe this happened.
Des Moines, Iowa, yeah.
And didn't the Keith Moon pass out in Iowa, or was it a guy from Iowa who came in and played
drums? I think
drums?
It was the other way. Yeah, there you go.
It was a guy from Iowa?
I think it was in San Francisco where Keith fell off the drum kit.
But it was a dude, I think it was an Iowa dude who was allowed on stage to play drums. So Iowa is in on some of the notorious moments in rock and roll history. And this is when Ozzy bit the head off a bat, or did he? Did he really do that? Ozzy has told this story so many different ways over the years. We don't know what really happened in 1982. But this was the interview that he did pretty close to the incident. He did this on Late Night with David Letterman in 1982. So this is when his memory would have been at its most fresh, if Ozzy has had that in the last 50 years. So here's Ozzy with Dave talking about what happened that night.
What actually happened was, I get a lot of weird people at my concerts. Like, you know, it's kind of rock and roll, you know. And somebody threw a bat on stage, and I thought it was one of these toy bats. So I picked it up, bite the thing's head off, and suddenly everybody's freaking out because it's a real bat. Because, like, on the stage set, like, the bat goes, like, asleep when the lights go on.
So. So it was, for all practical purposes, a toy bat.
Yeah, but I can assure you the rabies shots that I went through afterwards aren't fun.
Did you know immediately, not having bitten into...
Well, I've eaten some pretty rough chicken on the road, you know.
there are other accounts where you've bit the head off a pigeon?
Well, it's my hobby, you know.
So, I don't know. So, I thought it was established that was not a real bat, and that it was a rubber bat, but the pigeon thing was real, right? Isn't that how it goes?
I heard he thought it was a rubber bat. I never heard confirmation that it was, but the dove thing was absolutely
real.
Yeah,
the dove, yeah, all right, the dove thing happened. There were,
yeah, that was in a room full of record executives,
right.
And he brought that out like a peace offering, like, you know, hey, I've changed my ways, you know, let's all work together, let's make this a team, and then he bit the head off the thing.
Oh, man. All right, so it's 40 years ago tonight, Ozzy and the Bat, KISM.